Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first. When I'm a road.
Welcome to Friday, Patriot Home Funding Friday, American Adversary style. Once again, thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, where we got it all for you right here tonight. All right, we are coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. And we are up and running on the Titan Cave Cam. And I do believe you'll like the imagery and the audio-ry that you'll find on our home, on our Facebook page on the Cave Cam now. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Of course, you can also go to our brand new website. And we got the Buffer Man here tonight, Matt Buff. And he, of course, is the designer and caretaker of our website. That's JJC Marketing Solutions, jjcmarketingsolutions.com. So Matt Buff in the studio. Good to see you, Matt
Hey,
Buff.
Good to see you, too. Great to be with you on a Friday, and thank you for the nice compliments about the website.
Man, I couldn't be happier with our website. If you need anything with the website, you need to talk to the Buffer Man here. All right, and if you need anything to have to do with a mortgage, you need to talk to Pierce Outlaw.
Hello, all you irredeemable deplorables, and just remember, it's only 11 days until the red wave crashes the shores of Florida.
Yeah, we got a lot of news along those lines for you here tonight, and of course, we got the GDP numbers for you tonight, and we got the big news of the night for you. That's right. The Apopka Blue Darters are back in action on our sister station, WBZW.
Finally, everybody's been waiting for that.
All right, great high school football tonight, key game. And they're playing against a rival, crosstown rival, Wekiva. And, of course, that kickoff is around 7 o'clock, I believe, on 1520. And Roger Franklin Williams and Joe Ferrero do a great job of calling the games. And it should be very exciting tonight. And it's all on the line. All right, and I am the philosopher, political mad scientist Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, 407-774-8255. So, yes, the bomber has been caught, and presumably they got the right guy, and I'm pretty sure they do. And I hate to say it, but I got the right guy, too. I said it was a lone wolf. on day one. I also pointed out on the show last night that what the common factor was these people that, and by the way, several more showed up today. Cory Booker was on the list. Kamala Harris was on the list. Tom Steyer was on the list. And all of these people, in one way or another, had been threatening Trump. And most of them had been threatening him with violence. Robert De Niro was going to punch him in the face. Remember that business?
Yeah, Joe Biden was going to fight him, challenge
yeah,
him.
De Niro called him every name in the book possible.
Exactly, all these people. So my greatest fear was what it turned out to be, and that is that this guy was appears to be a diehard Trump fan who had had enough. He had heard enough, and he was frustrated that nothing was being done about it, and he was frustrated with his life in general. Basically, he was a nobody who wanted to be a somebody. And I remember when I was a kid, one of my uncles, Uncle Jim on my father's side, James, he said, "Don't be like some people. They'll do anything to get their name in the newspaper." And unfortunately, this guy has a history of that. And this was his biggest splash ever. Right. And he was going to go out, you know, with a big.
Don't say bang.
I was going to say with a boom, but I better not. And the intent, as I hinted on the show last night, I believe I said this from the start, was not to hurt anybody, but to say enough, back off, that type thing. And I'd be willing to bet the farm. That's exactly what he's told the FBI today. I had enough of these people. God dang it, they were doing this and they were doing that. Nobody's doing anything about it. I've had enough. I was going to do something about it. And this is his claim to fame, his 15 minutes of fame. Unfortunately, this is exactly what the left wanted all along. They've been dying for this. And
you see how gleeful they were today?
Oh, indeed. This is what, and they're calling him the MAGA bomber. It's perfect for them. This is why on the very first night I said, whoever's doing this, this is going to be counterproductive. It always is in an instance like this. When somebody wants to kill somebody, assassinate or whatever, it's always counterproductive to your cause. Always.
And there's a very important thing to delineate here. As you watch the cover of this coverage, go back and watch when Steve Scalise got shot. They had the Democrats on, and the questions to them would be framed as the rhetoric on both sides needs to calm down.
Yeah.
Now it's just the rhetoric from President Trump and the right. So it's a very subtle form of bias.
You took my notes verbatim, and you are exactly right, Pierce, because what happened...
You can read things upside down. I'm sorry, but...
What I was saying is, you're exactly right. The press conferences after the Steve Scalise thing, nobody said, is it because of the rhetoric of Obama that this happened, or is this because of the rhetoric of Bernie Sanders?
No.
Today they were asking, is this because of the rhetoric of Trump?
Well, they started asking this yesterday or the day before. And this is why I say this was our worst fear, mine anyway. And so, but here's the thing. It was rhetoric that drove this guy to do it. It just wasn't Trump's rhetoric. It was their rhetoric. Like I said, you can see the motive in the recipients of the devices. As I said, it was people who have been threatening Trump openly, brazenly. And evidently, no one doing anything about it.
Who said the dregs of society? Who was that called the Trump supporters the dregs of society? Was that...
That was Biden.
That was Biden. This guy, this crazy guy, is listening to that stuff. Trump supporters get it all day long. They take beatings all day long. We're not victims, and we don't care. In fact, we dish it back. We don't care. But there are crazy people out there, and some of them do support Trump. And these crazy people, they've already had... This guy's already had a rap sheet. He's already got a record. He's already got a history of going after people. You call him a name long enough, and you go after this guy long enough, he's going to orchestrate something. And the humorous thing was it was all from Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but that's he did have a mild sense of humor about it, but it was just he just had enough.
He must have lived in his van in her district.
Yeah, the other thing to look out for here in the coverage of this is when they asked the politicians about this, the same people who will not cast aspersions upon Antifa will cast dispersions upon this guy, deservedly so, but both are equally as guilty.
Right. I just got this from our colleague Carl Jackson, and I certainly hope he's right. He said it's going to help conservatives in the long run because the liberals are going to overplay this. Certainly, I would actually kind of turn it around and say it's probably going to help conservatives more in the short run because liberals are going to overplay this. But they're never going to let this now go away. They're always going to come back to this now, you see? This guy has given them a huge gift. And no, he was not a plant. No, he was not some kind of robot, you know, set off or something like that. Okay? This is what it appears to be. And that's the problem. It is every bit of what it appears to be. A lone wolf lunatic who had nothing going for him in life and wanted to be a player.
Literally a homeless guy living in a van, showering at the Y.
Right. And
with a long criminal history.
Right. And too much time on his hands, and he just was totally frustrated and wanted to be a player, as I said.
Do you find it strange?
And he has become a player.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Do you guys find it strange? Remember the Las Vegas shooting? He had all those guns in the room, just tons of guns he could never possibly use at
right,
one time.
Right.
Here we have a van with a billion Trump stickers on it. I mean, even the most diehard Trump fan does not have a van like that. It's just kind of strange. And all these situations where you don't understand why a reasonable person would do this, because it doesn't help us at all.
Obviously, he's not a reasonable person.
No, he's not.
And here's the thing. So, he wanted to be caught. He wanted to be caught.
He didn't wear gloves or anything.
He made it so very easy. I guarantee you, when they got there, he's the kind of guy that said, "What took you so long?" I guarantee you. Yeah, I can read this guy like a book. And this is the problem. And he thought he was doing Trump a favor. And he has screwed the man in the process. And given conservatives all over a black eye because the liberals are going to make damn sure of it. And that's the way politics is played.
To your point where you said it could help us, do you think it's because the media is going to sit there and continue like Obama was just on the screen doing, blaming Trump for these things, blaming Trump? We are sick and tired of Trump getting blamed for everything.
Exactly.
And this man speaks for all 60 million of the deplorables, too.
It's understandable to be frustrated. It's understandable to be aggravated, even angry at some level. But it's not understandable to take this tactic. We have right here. It's going on right now. The election. This is where we become players. This is where we all make a difference. Each and every last one of us. And it appears as though this election in Florida is going to be close. We've been telling you it's going to be close. Rick Scott has never won in a landslide, and he's not going to this time. Bill Nelson is not going to go down easy. And it's going to take every damn one of us to get out there and vote and try to help somebody else to get out and vote, too. It's going to take all of our effort. And this guy, as I said, he's not a player in this sense that it's going to affect this election, but he's a player in the sense now that they have a face and a name that they can put on all of us. But we'll live. I mean, we'll deal with it. It's okay. This is, God hands us all kinds of challenges. This is one of them. I'm just simply saying, if there happens to be anybody else out there with these kind of notions, it's always counterproductive to your cause, unless you simply wanted to be on the news and have your face in the newspaper, and that's your claim to fame.
With fake bombs. Not one of them detonated, by the way.
Yeah,
not one.
Right. But he will surely be going to federal prison, and that's where he will spend the rest of his life. The only question is, which institution will he go to? At least in the short term, after he's convicted, he will go to a maximum security prison where he will not see the light of day. Now, he'll be taken out of his cell at times,
But he's in his 50s, and he's going to get 58 right. years. He's going right. to die there. And
right.
Let now this be a lesson. Win at the polls, not in the mail.
Yeah. And if he behaves himself, he may find himself in a lesser security institution. But yeah, this is just, it's totally counterproductive. But I guess, like I said, he wanted to be caught, and he got caught. He's got his 15 minutes of fame, and the media now is going to try to drag it out as long as they can. But like I said, we'll deal with it. And the task at hand now is to, as I said, act in the proper way, and that is to get out and vote and make sure that others do as well. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we got a couple of phone calls. We'll take yours as well at 407-774-8255. Also, the GDP number was out today, and of course, that's all lost in all this mess too, right? This guy, believe me, he thought he was doing the president a favor, but he did not. He did not. It's always counterproductive. Can't say it enough.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash at I-4 West before 436 that's contributing slowdowns on I-4 all the way as far back as Lake Mary. You also have that closure at Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial. Maitland Boulevard is closed between 451 and Keeney Road. And you have a crash at OBT and Silver Star and one at Silver Star and Princeton causing slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have the American Adversaries. You gotta admit, nobody does it like us. We're here, we're live on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Thanks so much for tuning in. Yes, the bomber has been caught, and it's a sad situation, especially in the sense that this guy thought he was doing the president a favor, and in fact, he is not. And the rhetoric that set him off, however, is being lost in all of this. As I said, it's always counterproductive. The rhetoric that set him off was the rhetoric coming out on the left. The only person I'm surprised that didn't get one of these devices, and, you know, now it's going to be stylish amongst, you know, lips. Did you get one? No, I didn't get one. I did. Right? You know, so, am I that cynical? Anyway, I'm surprised Kathy Griffin didn't get one. There may be one in the pipe for her.
No one problem. Is headed her way.
All right. That is Pierce Outlaw. And by the way, as I said, great number today, GDP. Now, the media is having you are saying, oh, the economy's slowing down. It was 4.2. Now it's 3.5. And in fact, the expectations were that it'd be about 3.2.
That's correct. And the number came in at 3.5, and we speak often on the American Adversary Show about Goldilocks numbers, and this truly was a Goldilocks number. That 3.5 number was bigger than expectations, and you got to factor in there was a hurricane that hit the mid-Atlantic, and it's been estimated in the past that hurricanes are worth about 0.2% on GDP for the quarter that they hit. The number that really helped the bond market today and led to a rally in the bonds and slightly lower rates on the day was the personal consumption and expenditures component, which is the inflation component of the GDP number, and that is the favored inflation predictor for the Federal Reserve, and that came in at 1.6% for the third quarter. That's what makes it a Goldilocks number. That is super. And it's changed the narratives between a lot of the economists, and especially in the housing sector. We saw Lawrence Yun today, who's the head economist for the National Association of Realtors, dialing back expectations for interest rate increases next year. They think that we're going to reach an equilibrium in the economy probably around the middle of next year, and the Fed will adopt a slower pace of interest rate increases. And so given that, this was a great number all around, and it will be revised again probably at least two more times before Christmas time and before the next Fed meeting.
But that's the last big announcement before Election Day. Also, the market...
Well, no, it's not, because we'll get another job number, too.
Well, I meant as far as the GDP, but you're right. Yeah, we'll get the other jobs number, final jobs number coming out. Also, the market, however, was down again today, and a couple of factors, some sort of a mystery about what the Fed may do, hoping that we're going to do what Pierce just said. And then also, they're also worried that the Democrats may win the House in the election.
And earnings, too. The numbers are all about earnings right now. It is earnings season, and a lot of the companies that they thought were going to be very hot on the earnings weren't so much. But at the same time, we get the consumer spending component of the GDP number today was red hot. It was in the high fours.
Right.
So it's a very conundrum that they're facing right now. Lower earnings, but a lot of economic activity without much inflation. That seems to be pretty good.
All right.
Anybody who wants a job can pretty much get one now, and that's been a long time since we've been able to say that. That's really good.
That's for sure. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Roger is up first tonight. Hey, Roger, how you doing tonight? Yeah, go ahead, Roger.
It's a lot different, but I'm not sure I can today. So let's start out with, are we sure we can believe what the fake commentary is telling us, including on Fox? I think this guy, there's too many questions. This guy is probably a patsy set up by the leftists.
Nope.
Look at the packages. They were never intended to get on or off a mail truck.
What was intended was accomplished, and that was this guy wanted his name in the newspaper. He wanted to be somebody. I'm sorry, Roger. This is not. We can't assume that the other side is behind everything that happens. Every now and then, a lunatic comes along and does something stupid and crazy, and that's what we are witnessing here. It's no more complicated than that, and Okay. Everybody is trying to make it so. And in doing so, we're all losing track of what's going on here, and that is that there are feeble-minded people out there who can be set off.
Yep.
And he was set off by Maxine Waters and all the others, and that's being lost in all of this. Okay? I'm sorry.
Are you still going to vote, Roger? Are you still going
to
vote?
Agree to disagree. That's not a problem.
Okay, all right.
Those packages would have never made it through the mail system. So.
Yeah.
Okay, no. I got that answer.
Evidently, some of them did. And that's where they have found these last packages were in the mail system. I know that the other side will do just about anything to accomplish their goals, but they are not capable of doing everything.
Yeah, and they also needed to distract us from the invasion at the southern border.
Well,
too.
I say this has been a gift, and this guy gave it. It didn't come from the Democrats. It came from this guy. He thought he was doing the president a favor, and he has screwed him over. It's as simple as that. And as I said, this is the result. Always, when somebody tries to do something like this, I'll be right back. All right. God bless you, Roger.
Let's see how it all shakes out.
You got it. You got it.
Have a blessed day.
Yes, sir.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The bank that foreclosed on the home of Cesar Sayoc, the suspect in the pipe bomb mailings, was formerly owned by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Sayoc lost his home in 2009 when Indy Mac moved to foreclose on his South Florida home, according to Florida property and court records. Indy Mac was a California-based bank that failed during the recession and was later purchased by a group of investors that included Mnuchin. Mexican authorities are cracking down on smaller groups of migrants trying to catch up with the main caravan. On Friday, they detained a group of about 300 migrants who crossed the Guatemala-Mexican border at Ciudad Hidalgo and were walking along a highway toward Tapachula. The main caravan of about 4,000 migrants left Tapachula on Monday and is now heading to Arriaga in the state of Chiapas. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 296 points, the Nasdaq dropped 251. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
An update on the truck that overturned and caught fire off the beach line yesterday going eastbound. The truck caused all lanes to close and the westbound lanes opened later. Traffic was at a standstill for hours and luckily the driver walked away from the crash. Crews worked all night to repair the roadway. The ex-Lakeland commissioner has been charged with second-degree murder and is out on bond as of this morning. Police say Michael Dunn shot a shoplifter and killed him outside the Army surplus store that he was working at in Lakeland. Dunn hired Mark O'Mara, the lawyer that got Zimmerman his acquittal. Volusia County has finally received an all-clear on the red tide, but Brevard County still has some work to do. A total of 9 miles of beaches were affected. The red tide started on the Gulf Coast and eventually made its way to the Atlantic Coast. Businesses around the area are hurting, and volunteers are needed to help clean up, so if you can, go volunteer. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes. Darren Soto wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash at I-4 West before 436 that's contributing slowdowns on I-4 all the way as far back as Lake Mary. You also have that closure at Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial. Maitland Boulevard is closed between 451 and Kinney Road. And you have a crash at OBT and Silver Star and one at Silver Star and Princeton causing slowdowns. I am Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore's own Iron Man, the man who owns baseball's consecutive game streak, number 8, Cal Ripken.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries, Matt Buff, our Buff, the Buffer Man.
Good to see you. JJCMarketingSolutions.com. Get the website and marketing you deserve.
That's right.
And when Matt works on your system, there is no buffing time.
I'm just going to let that one be the tagline from now on.
There you go.
That's very well said.
All right. Okay. That other voice you heard, of course, is Pierce Outlaw. I am Christopher Hart. And we are in the Patriot Home on Patriot. This is a Patriot Home Funding Friday, and we are in the Relax and Comfort studio. All right. So, once again, I appreciate you being out there. We anticipate getting Mike Miller on the phone with us here in a moment. Let's take Brad's phone call. Brad, how you doing? Make it quick.
Good, guys. I'm more of a realist than your last caller. I realize that there are extremists on both sides. But that being said, CNN and all the propaganda media is just saying, well, there is no violence on the left, but we know there is. The guy who shot up the ball field, the Bernie lover and the Rachel lover, and, of course, Antifa going on college campuses, bashing people's heads in.
And the verbal beatdowns every day.
Of all, guys.
Right.
Obama kicked off his political career at the home of the original bomber, Bill Ayers, who killed a cop with his bombs. The media will never talk about that, but it gets me angry because that's a president of the United States who allowed himself to be in the home of a bomber and to kick off his political career. That should make you guys angry, too.
Well, of course, we talked about that many times when he was president. And, and Bill Ayers' bombs were designed to go off, and they did, unlike these bombs. But you're
great
right.
Point.
But the reason he was in Bill Ayers' living room, along with Bernadette, what is it, Dorn, was because they were politically connected in Chicago and helped him get elected. So that's how deep, you know, politics is dirty in Chicago. But you're absolutely right. And the sad part about this for conservatives, as I said, is that all of those facts don't matter. We know in their hypocritical way that they're going to take this and they're going to run with it and run with it and run with it. So, but thanks again, Brad, and I appreciate your patience holding. All right, let's go to Ryan on the phone now. Ryan, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate your being out there. Go ahead.
My pleasure, my friend. Hey, listen, I've been listening to you for a long time. Just wanted to tell you, politically, we're not on the same page. You and Pierce have both said things that have made me cringe before. But
okay.
I've listened to you, and I've talked to you, and you know what? I'm going to keep on listening to you. If you'll have me, I'm going to keep on talking to you. But I wanted to call after hearing that and just say, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you not as a Republican or as a Democrat. What you told that guy is what every American needs to tell every other American. The truth.
Well, you know, that's what we're in the business of doing here. And I know sometimes I appreciate you. I mean, I hope you will always listen to us and call as frequently as you like. But, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, you know, I just call them as I see them. And the way I look at it is I can't come in here trying to think of what do people want to hear. I come in here thinking of what am I going to say. And what I say is what I think and based on what I see and regard as the truth. And I do not take it lightly. I mean, I like to say we take what we do around here seriously, even though we don't take ourselves seriously. And it's just as plain as it can be, Ryan, for me. And I think, you know, we all need to think that not every situation is motivated by the other side, so to speak, in politics. And I'm talking about the party and the party apparatus. And even in this case, I've heard people throwing around the deep state is behind this. Now, sometimes it's just wacky people do wacky things. And, you know, I know the timing and all of that. Look, this guy just wanted to be caught and be somebody. And but to get back to your point, I thank you very much, and especially if we make you cringe every now and then, and you keep listening, that's pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, and just remember, you know, you might wear blue, and I might wear red, but we're all on team red, white, and blue.
That's it.
Amen, gentlemen.
All right, Ryan. God bless you, man. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care. All right. I tell you what, I want to go to Mike Miller now, who's on the line. John, if you would please call back shortly or hold on. In the meantime, I want to go right to Mike Miller, who's on the line with us. Mike Miller, how you doing?
I am doing great, and I love the passion that's being shared with your listeners. It's great. I've been listening to the callers and thinking about what a crazy situation we're going through with this nutty guy. And you know, I think one of your callers said it best. You know, we're red, white, and blue, and I think that's the best way to look at it. I mean, that poor guy's got lots of issues that transcend anything political, and you know, we just got to remember that safety is, you know, in our country we just can't behave that way.
All right. Of course, Mike is running for District 7 U.S. House, and it is a race. And you know how I know it's a tight race, Mike, or you might actually move nosed out in front, is that the big guns have come in, and they've started dumping a bunch of lies on you. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't want to do the commercial justice, but it is, in fact, an unveiling of what we've been talking about on air on your show, and that is that Nancy Pelosi is behind Stephanie Murphy 100%, and that Murphy is beholden to her, and the proof is in the pudding. She spent, you know, over $500,000 to put together an ad that's, you know, full of just, I mean, I don't even know where to start. And it would take up the whole radio show to try to explain what they're trying to stick on me. But I think, suffice to say, they're trying to call me a bad guy and say that I do favors for rich people. And it's just, it's absurd. When, in fact, one of the richest people in Congress just spent $600,000 to you know, badmouth me and get her friend Stephanie in Congress. I think it's just hypocritical on its face. And, you know, it's disappointing. But like you said, Chris, I think the most important thing is they wouldn't do that if they thought they were winning.
Right. And they wouldn't have spent that kind of money down here either. So you're doing something right. That's for sure. Also, you know, I saw that the oh, by the way, what they're accusing him of doing wrong, he was actually doing his job. And serving his constituents.
Right. And right. Yeah. I mean, listen, we have a very big issue in our state right now with environmental, you know, we got all these people moving here. We've got all kinds of, you know, but there's a million different opinions on what's causing this, but we do have a lot of challenges in our environment with all these folks, you know, living in close proximity to lakes and rivers and the ocean. And one case in particular, which they've spun out of control, is I was actually trying to save a lake. I was trying to make sure that runoff from a nearby country club golf course would not actually ruin a beautiful state-owned, owned by the people. The lake is owned by the people. And so without doing anything with the golf course, we worked with the Florida Department of Transportation. They did a fantastic job of rerouting some water so that it wouldn't pick up the pesticides and fertilizers that are used on lawns and golf courses, and we actually saved the lake. So at the end of the day, you may watch a commercial and say Miller's a bad guy. I look at it and say I saved the lake, and I think I worked with all, you know, I worked with the city, including Mayor Dyer of all people, and we saved that lake. So I'm quite positive I did the right thing, but they come up with some half-truth and spin it around, and God knows where they got that stuff.
All right, let me ask you a couple of questions about the race itself. We have been seeing these numbers come out that are showing Republicans having an edge in voting in a number of states, in early voting, including Florida. Is that edge holding?
It is, and this is a big weekend for us to make sure that we continue to hold that edge, because the Democrats, this is the weekend they do their souls to the polls, and they try to organize, the buses and what have you to try to get folks out. So it'll put pressure on us to continue to hold that number. But listen, I go out to the early voting places, and I hold a sign, and I stand with my fellow Republicans, and we get lots of honks, and we get lots of thumbs ups, and I know that's not necessarily a poll in the traditional sense, but the turnout has been great. The turnout has been great. I mean, at the Castleberry Library up in Lake Mary, the library, the Winter Park Library, it's a steady stream of voters, and I'm confident that those people are educated on the issues. They know that, you know, less government is a better idea. You know, our country's going in the right direction, our state's going in the right direction, and that Governor Scott, Ron DeSantis, and Mike Miller are the right choices, and we're at the top of the ticket. And I think, especially with DeSantis coming on strong here and doing really well in that last debate, and then Governor Scott, you know, God bless him for you know, he's still holding fast to helping those folks with Hurricane Michael. He's doing his job 100%. But because of that, I think people are realizing he's a very responsible governor and would make a great senator. So I think the polls are right. I think the early turnout and the absentee ballots, they're going to stay strong. We're ahead of where we were in 14. And I'm confident that we'll continue to do that.
Pierce.
Yes, and the early voting numbers have basically flipped to 180 from what it was in 2016 in the state of Florida. Mike, I wanted to get your comments on Stephanie Murphy's media availability. She had a an event out in Oviedo last week where no media was allowed whatsoever and there was no commentary of it. You seemed to be everywhere, going to every event. You were we saw you Sunday night. We saw you Monday night at the AMAC thing. You're everywhere and she's nowhere. Do you think she's scared of her record?
I think scared of the record is probably what she doesn't want to do is talk, is have to talk issues other than, you know, feel good stuff. When you have to go after her and say, well, why did you vote against the tax reform, or why don't you believe in a balanced budget, or why would you approve of sanctuary cities? She can't answer those questions. So you're referring to, which I thought was pretty comical, that they literally put out a notice to say you can come to this event, but you can't ask any questions and you can't take any pictures.
And they took away the cell phones too.
I mean, is that public service, or what is that?
It's not much accountability
it's
there.
It's a secret society.
Right. Matt Buff has a question for you.
Yeah, Mike, good to talk to you. I live in Sanford, and as that money started coming in for Stephanie Miller, the postcards in the mail started getting bigger. I'm surprised we're not getting posters at this point. But what she keeps saying is very vague and general and just about how I reached to the middle, I reached across the aisle, and I'm just a reasonable choice. It just seems like it's the same old thing. How do we cut through that and get to the voter to know that she's just going to be with Schumer and Pelosi?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, this is the most frustrating part about being in this situation. You know, I am somebody who has a proven record in the Florida House. I'm somebody who has reached out to many of the voters that Stephanie's now mailing, because she's actually been mailing Republican voters too, and with that wishy-washy stuff. And unfortunately, you know, this becomes the battle for, you know, how much cash you have on hand to reach out to voters, because my record is very clear. I've worked with the governor and I've worked with the Florida legislature, and I would do the same in Congress to cut taxes and cut regulation and grow our economy, which, like I tell people, don't look at the TV, look out the window, because things are going really well in our country. But unfortunately, Murphy has some money and she's getting it from Pelosi and other places, and she puts these flyers out where she has attractive people and this little fake stamp of approval. She came up with something about most effective. Well, I mean, God knows where she pulled up that. But the point is, those mailers, I hope, to your point, I hope, even though there's a lot of them, they don't say much. And if you really are an educated voter and you are looking at the policies that have made our state and our country great, you would say, well, she's middle of the road. I don't want that. I want somebody who's convicted. I want somebody who's going to fight for the taxpayer and going to fight for a small businessman or a businesswoman. Her ads don't do that. They're just middling, and I don't think that's an effective reach for somebody who's trying to make a decision.
No, she's just simply trying to hide the fact she's a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. Here, Pierce has another question.
Yeah,
for you.
Among all the platitudes that we just mentioned, what would you give as a percentage of the money that's funding her campaigns coming from out of state?
Yeah, we did some research on that, and it's pushing 80%. It's pushing 80% out of
wow.
Yeah, 80 out of district. They asked me at the last poll or the last debate. They said, you know, how much money have you received from PACs? And I said, well, maybe you should rephrase that. I said, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars has Stephanie Murphy received from PACs? Because that's what's happened. We've got she's being bought up by the K Street folks that want to hold on to the influence of special interests, which is what we now call the swamp. And then she's got her Pelosi PAC coming in and funding the negative ad on me. So it's just what everybody in America is frustrated with. You know, we don't want these outside forces. We want people to invest in the local person who knows the community, who knows the issues, and who wants to fight for their community. I say on my commercial, you know, Stephanie Murphy votes with Nancy Pelosi 90% of the time. Then she'll vote for San Francisco, and I'll vote for Central Florida. And I think that's a pretty clear message that I know your listeners hear it from me a lot. But I think now's the time you got to tell everybody else. Hey, listen, don't look at that silly flyer she's sending you. She votes with San Francisco. Miller votes with Central Florida.
All right. Hey, Mike, can you stay on the line? I got to take a break.
Sure.
Another couple of questions when we come back. Mike Miller's on the line with us. And, John, hang in there. I haven't forgotten you. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Thank you for doing so. We're coming right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash at I-4 West before 436 that's contributing slowdowns on I-4 all the way as far back as Lake Mary. You also have that closure at Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial. Maitland Boulevard is closed between 451 and Keeney Road. And you have a crash at OBT and Silver Star and one at Silver Star and Princeton causing slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. We have Mike Miller on the line with us. Once again, he is running for the U.S. House District 7 seat, currently held by Stephanie Murphy, who has been running as hard as she can away from her Democratic Party, trying to say she's this moderating force in Congress. And the Sentinel, by the way, noted that she voted for Trump so many times. And tell me if I'm wrong here, Mike, but the times that she voted with the other side, it was times when her vote didn't matter. And you can't
one
buy
the,
into that.
And you know what, Chris, one of the most difficult things with Murphy is these gimmicky things, this I vote with Trump stuff 50% right. of the time. I guess that makes her, what, a half Trump? it doesn't hold water because again, back to your point, if you stood up for principles and values, you would stick with where, the direction we're going. But if you're looking for these talking points to put on a wishy-washy flyer like she mails, then that's why she takes those votes. It's just what America gets turned off by. You want somebody that stands on principle and fights for what they believe in. And to me, it's less government and less regulation and less taxes.
You know, Mike, having gotten to know you, I just feel more and more that you're the right man at the right place at the right time. And this is the feeling I had for President Trump at the when he was a candidate. And one of the reasons why I say that is, and I'm not trying to blow any smoke up your hide or anything, but you're such a decent man. And your manners, your mannerism, and the way you were brought up, and your respect for your fam, your mother and father, you're the kind of person we need in Washington, D.C. right now. And this whole thing with the bomber just underscores that for me. And I could see in Stephanie Murphy, and I don't know her as well as I do you, but I have seen in her, she has that sort of condescending attitude that, I know better than you. And that's the kind of thing that drives forward this divisiveness.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much, Chris. And I thoroughly have enjoyed getting to know you. And I know your listeners really appreciate all the passion you bring to the show every night. And I can tell you that the thing I've been realizing and the thing that I've learned, you know, from both my parents, who I unfortunately lost both of them this year, but they instilled in me that to be a man for others and to really, you know, when you give of yourself, you receive even more, right? And I think that's, I don't know why Stephanie Murphy talks the way she does. She talked down to me during both debates, and I just think that's a baseline. That's a baseline of respect for others. And I don't know where she's decided to take that tone. I've seen her do it not just with me, but I've seen her do it in other venues, and it's unfortunate. You know, I know Central Florida deserves somebody who's going to show respect and grace, and I try to do that every day.
And you would be, as I said, you're the right man at the right place, the right person at the right place at the right time. Mike, I got to go, but I'll have you back on the show. I know we're getting you back on the show next week. So have a great weekend, and let's keep up the good fight, man.
Yeah, we will. We'll do it together. Thank you guys for having me, and have a wonderful weekend. And I'll be on. Listen, I'm not going to Florida, Georgia this weekend. You know it's a big deal, and I'm staying here, and I'm walking precincts, and I'm
talking
making
to the
phone
folks.
Calls because I want to win this. I want to win this race. So I want the Gators to win, but I also want to win this race.
That is dedication, there, my friend. God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. See you later.
Mike Miller, District 7. Make sure you vote for him. Or if you know somebody who lives in the district and you don't, encourage them to vote for Mike Miller.
My future congressman.
You got it.
Absolutely.
All right. John has been patiently waiting, so I wanted to give him some time in this hour. John, thank you for waiting so long. I appreciate your patience. Go right ahead.
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
We sure can. Go right ahead.
Listen, when I was in the military, my MOS was 62J20, cross-trained in 62J30, which qualified me as a demolition. Everything from 50% pont to C4. You can mold. You can cook with it. You can bounce it up and down off the ground. But there's one thing. Actually, there's two things you need. You need detonation cord, and you need a blasting cap. And in all those bombs that showed pictures of, there's none of that. Number one. Number two, you wouldn't make him out of PVC.
Right.
Number three.
Right.
Did you look at the van? The van looked like it was brand new, just came out of a car wash. You don't drive a van around in a Democrat area such as South Florida with all those stickers on it and nobody messes with it.
Uh-huh.
I truly, truly believe that. I know what false flags are. I believe that is a false flag. And number three,
yeah,
and probably most important, it was at the proper time to try to disrupt this whole election.
Okay. All right. John, you got it all in. I appreciate that. I have to take a break. I'll be responding to that. Johnny, if you want to hold on, we'll get you on the other side of the break. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. And we're coming back with Sidney Powell on the other side, former federal prosecutor. And we'll take this and other matters up with her. All right. So once again, Patriot Home Funding Friday, American Adversaries style. We'll be right back after this break.
105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Florida man with a long criminal history has been charged in the nationwide mail bomb scare targeting prominent Democrats.
Cesar Sayoc faces 5 federal charges. He's suspected of being behind 13 pipe bombs sent to former President Obama and other prominent Democrats. FBI Chief Chris Wray says a Sayoc fingerprint was found on one of the packages. None exploded, but Wray says they were not hoax devices.
Today's arrest doesn't mean we're all out of the woods. There may be other packages in transit now.
He says it's too early to discuss a motive. Sayoc's an ardent Trump supporter who had pushed far-right conspiracy theories online. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Speaking in Calexico, California, in the southwestern part of the U.S. today, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says progress is being made in the construction of a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border.
This month, as was mentioned, we finished construction on the first section of this 30-foot wall right here in Calexico.
Nielsen says walls are very effective.
Walls work. That's not my opinion. It's not a tagline. It's not a political statement. It's a fact.
Nielsen spoke as a caravan of people from Central America make their way toward the U.S.-Mexico border. Officials at Yosemite National Park are investigating the deaths of 2 people who fell from a popular overlook that allows visitors to walk to the cliff's edge. There's no railing at the outlook. Yosemite National Park Ranger Jamie Richards tells KFSN-TV investigators are searching for leads to determine what happened.
As the investigation progresses, we will have a better idea of possibly what happened. It's too early to speculate. We do not know any of the circumstances of what may have happened up there.
On Wednesday, the bodies of a man and a woman were spotted by another tourist. It's still unclear when the pair fell and from what spot. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
News and the latest Answer traffic now.
An update on the truck that overturned and caught fire off the beach line yesterday going eastbound. The truck caused all lanes to close, and the westbound lanes opened later. Traffic was at a standstill for hours, and luckily, the driver walked away from the crash. Crews worked all night to repair the roadway. The ex-Lakeland commissioner has been charged with second-degree murder and is out on bond as of this morning. Police say Michael Dunn shot a shoplifter and killed him outside the Army surplus store that he was working at in Lakeland. Dunn hired Mark O'Mara, the lawyer that got Zimmerman his acquittal. Volusia County has finally received an all-clear on the red tide, but Brevard County still has some work to do. A total of 9 miles of beaches were affected. The red tide started on the Gulf Coast and eventually made its way to the Atlantic Coast. Businesses around the area are hurting, and volunteers are needed to help clean up, so if you can, go volunteer. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a crash at I-4 West before 436 that's contributing slowdowns on I-4 all the way as far back as Lake Mary. You also have that closure at Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial. Maitland Boulevard is closed between 451 and Keeney Road. And you have a crash at OBT and Silver Star and one at Silver Star and Princeton causing slowdowns. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
Tonight, partly cloudy and less humid, low 66. Saturday, not as warm with lower humidity, with partial sunshine, high 77. Saturday night, mainly clear and cooler, low 55. Sunday, we'll see abundant sunshine. It will be pleasant with less humidity, high 77. And for Monday, mostly sunny and pleasant. Look for a high of 85. I'm Chris Morelli, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit JJCMarketingSolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll on a honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. That's right, folks. We're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studio. And if you don't believe me, you can go to our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook, where you can see us. We are up in, on the Titan Cave Cam. All right, them guys hamming it up for the camera. That's the buffer man, Matt Buff, who is our web guru. And also Pierce Outlaw, Patriot Home Funding. And I am Christopher Hart. Jeff's on the bridge, 774-774-8255. I've only said it about a million times.
Isn't that around here written down somewhere?
It ought to be, I guess. I've only said it how many times. But anyway, I was thinking ahead to our legal expert who's on, who's with us right now. I'd like to go once again introduce her. She, of course, is the author to the book License to Lie, and of the book License to Lie, and creator of the great t-shirt Creeps on a Mission. I hope you have yours. I've got mine. You can get that book License to Lie at her website, licensetolie.com, and the t-shirt at creepsonamission.com. She's also a senior spokesperson for America First Policies and a regular on Lou Dobbs' show. And once again, Sydney Jenny Powell, thanks for being on the show with us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Always good to be with you.
Well, thanks so much. All right, so the big news of today, of course, is the bomber has been caught. First of all, it appears as though he's facing about 50 years in prison. How is it that he's only facing 50 years in prison and Paul Manafort's facing like 300 or something like that? It's a little disparity, isn't there?
Yes, well, it all depends on the number of counts of the indictment. I mean, they can certainly ratchet up the number of counts on the mail bomber as soon as they identify and other mailings that he made. I think they've got fingerprints on one. You know, they'll find other means and methods of tying him to the others if he is responsible for those as well. So it just depends on how much they can prove against him, and they can add on more counts. And I mean, he would likely spend the rest of his life in prison.
You know, the authorities deal with people like this evidently on a regular basis. He'd already been on the radar. Secret Service knew who he was. He'd issued threats before, that sort of thing. It's not uncommon for these people to be caught in schemes like this, but correct me if I'm wrong, but what's uncommon about this is that it was such a public thing, and his targets were such public figures. Am I incorrect in that?
No, I mean, I can't remember anything this public and widespread in recent history. It's pretty impressive and bold and stupid, all wrapped into one.
No doubt. What I noticed about this before he was caught was that the targets that he was sending these things to, what became known as Trump's targets, as though he was the bomber or gave him a list or something like that, but that the targets were people who had threatened violence against the president primarily, or threatened him in one way, shape, or form. And it appears as though that this sad soul was simply trying to, in his own feeble way, and plus get himself a lot of news coverage, protect the president. Do you think that there's something to that? And the reason I say that is because I think he was being motivated by rhetoric, but it wasn't the president's rhetoric. It was the rhetoric of all these people threatening the president, and they seem to be oblivious to that, Sydney.
I think it's too bizarre and complicated, and there are too many conflicting data points right now to have a clue as to how and why this guy was doing what he was doing. And, I mean, frankly, none of it makes any sense to me from what I'm seeing in facts. I mean, all the stickers on his van look brand new. The van looks brand new, yet the man apparently had filed bankruptcy recently, according to a document put up by a Twitter lawyer who tweets that techno fog. There are just all kinds of facts that don't make sense. So I think there's a whole lot more to be learned in the investigation, and hopefully it will all come out and everyone will have a better idea of exactly what was going on here. But I think it's going to be a while before we find all that out.
Speaking of the investigation, correct me if I'm wrong, but they were able to actually interrogate him today, whether he liked it or not, without the presence of an attorney because of the nature of the crime. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess they classified him as a terrorist, so that made it possible to interrogate him without an attorney being present.
Does he have to answer questions if the attorney's not there? Does he have rights like to not answer questions if he's labeled a terrorist?
Yeah, he can always say I'm not talking.
Okay.
In other words, they can't torture him and force him to talk. But
well, not anymore.
No.
That was the good old days.
Yeah, right. But but nonetheless, they can hold him and question him without the presence of an attorney trying to get him to open up. I doubt that they probably had to try very hard to get something out of him anyway.
I would imagine their first line of inquiry would be if there are any more packages out there and if there is anybody else that is involved and if he managed to construct anything that would actually detonate.
Right. Given his past, he doesn't look like the brightest bulb in the package. Given that, do you think that it would be very difficult for somebody like that to pull something like this off?
Hard to say. We don't know enough about his background and his skills. I saw at one place he worked in an auto parts store. I saw at another place he was in marketing. I mean, I saw another place that he was worked in a strip joint. It's all over the map.
Okay. All right.
Until we get a real handle on exactly what his true history is and what his experiences are. I mean, I saw one thing that said he had a false ID at one point, made me wonder if he was here illegally at some point. I mean, there's just all kinds of questions. As far as I'm concerned, there are more questions than answers right now.
Okay. You mentioned the map. Let's change the subject to the map, because we have the caravan on the way to our southern border. And you, in another interview with Breitbart, talked about the authority that the president has in closing the borders. Please elaborate for our audience what you were talking about.
Yes, I've also got an article up on it at the Daily Caller, and I mentioned it on the Lou Dobbs segment a week or so ago. 1182F, 8 United States Code, Section 1182F, gives the president absolute sole authority to stop all immigration simply upon finding that it is in the national interest to do so. It doesn't even require a finding that it's a matter of national security, just that it's in the national interest. And there are any number of things now that warrant a finding that it is in the national interest to stop absolutely all immigration. That would not affect non-immigrant visas. There are all kinds of different reasons that people can come into the United States as non-immigrants, such as visiting, students, making speeches, just being tourists. So it wouldn't affect any of that, but he could absolutely shut down all immigration nationwide, except for people that are already on the list that are coming into the United States lawfully or being vetted for that process. And I would strongly encourage him to do that. It's also approved by the Supreme Court in the Trump versus Hawaii decision, which recognized the broad deference that the language of the congressional statute gives the president, and how important it is for the president to be vested with that authority. This immigration involves both national security and foreign relations. There are many different reasons why the authority needs to be vested in the executive to do that. Immigration is not something that can be decided by the courts on a case-by-case basis. It has to be a national policy. And so this is the perfect time for the president to do that. We have scads of problems in this own country that we have not dealt with properly that need to be resolved before we allow any more immigration, from our veterans to our own children that are living on the streets, to health issues, including a new disease that has already swept 22 states, a polio-like virus called AFM that is paralyzing children and young adults.
Sydney, am I correct in my contention that Article 2 of the Constitution gives the president unfettered power to deploy the military to stop this?
Yes, absolutely.
News reports are that the Secretary of Defense is prepared to have 800 troops deployed to the border. Would that be regular military or National Guard, to your understanding?
It's regular military. The National Guard is already there.
Okay. Do you think 800 is enough?
If it isn't, they'll send more. I mean, the way I understand the president right now, whatever it takes to stop this will be done. And I think they are contemplating an executive order along the lines I suggested. I've heard several reports to that effect. So I'm strongly hoping that's done, because that puts everybody on notice that there will be no more immigration. It puts an end to any claims of asylum. It covers everything across the board, so no one can claim any right to be here whatsoever from outside the country.
Is it true that if they put a toe in,
it doesn't matter, because they're already on notice that they cannot come in?
Okay. Matt has a question for you.
Sorry about that. Yes. Is it true if they even get detained, then they fall under the catch and release process?
Well, if they do what I'm suggesting and they cross the border long enough to be processed, they would simply be put on a bus or a plane and taken back to their own country or deep into Mexico. President Eisenhower did something like this back after World War II.
Yeah, in fact, I believe it was Harry Truman who actually signed the law that gave him the authority as far as legislative action would go. Evidently the governments of or the president is having his State Department work with the governments of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador to take some of these people back. But there are also talk that there are other caravans on the way. It does seem as though this is it's coming to some sort of a climactic point where the president is being forced to take these actions in a way. Don't you think, Sydney?
Oh, yes, definitely. And we just can't allow this. Imagine a mob gathering outside your home and demanding to be allowed in. And you're supposed to feed them, house them, clothe them, provide for their education, their medical needs, everything. That's exactly what this is. We don't let people demand entry into this country. It cannot be done. We are a sovereign country. We have every right to decide who comes in, when, where, and how. And we must insist that that be respected, just like every other country does.
Yeah, no doubt. Excellent piece, by the way, in Breitbart and your article there. Let's hope the president and his staff has schooled themselves on that. Once again, we're speaking with Sidney Powell, former federal prosecutor and author of the book License to Lie, which has gotten a lot of attention lately. And you just had a new printing, didn't you, Sidney?
Yes, we're on the third printing, and the new paperback is out. It's being shipped to stores now. So the second edition paperback that includes the index and a few corrections should be widely available by the first of next week. Please order it wherever books are sold.
And can they get that one on licensetolie.com as well?
Yes, they can also get it at licensetolie.com, and I have a few first edition hardbacks available to be autographed that can be ordered through SidneyPowell.com or LicenseToLie.com.
Ooh, I think I want one of those. SidneyPowell.com or LicenseToLie.com. Okay. George Papadopoulos, Pierce has a question about him.
Yeah, Papadopoulos was on Fox and Friends this morning for an extended interview with Brian Kilmeade, and he made the contention that Peter Strzok was controlling both Mifsud and Alexander Downer, and hinted that he was preparing to walk back his arrangement with Mueller. What do you see as the legal jeopardy for him in doing that?
That Papadopoulos is preparing to walk back his arrangement with Mueller?
Yes.
And can he actually do that once it's gone this far? But he's saying he wants to withdraw his plea deal.
Withdraw his guilty plea?
Yes.
Yeah, he can do that. I'm trying to think if it's – I know David Duncan and Richard Calger in the Enron cases had to be allowed to withdraw their guilty pleas. My guess is that there is substantial Brady or exculpatory evidence that Mueller did not disclose to Mr. Papadopoulos or General Flynn that would warrant both of them withdrawing their pleas. Papadopoulos's might be complicated by the fact he's already been sentenced, but I think Calger and Duncan had already been sentenced too, so that may not make any difference. But yes, I think that's something that he should definitely look at. I don't think it puts him in any further legal jeopardy because the entire matter should be dismissed for egregious government misconduct. The entire thing was a setup, and I've been hoping that somebody would do that.
Speaking of setups, Michael Avenatti and Julie Stepp was it Stepnick or
Stepnick or something.
Yeah, something like that. Evidently, Chuck Grassley has referred them to the DOJ for prosecution. First of all, when a referral comes from a senator like that, how seriously does the DOJ take it? In other words, is it something they have to pursue or not? And second of all, how much legal jeopardy do you think that these two are in for the setup, the concocted story that they came up with?
Well, I think the DOJ will seriously pursue an investigation of it. Whether it warrants prosecution is a different matter. But I would hope that they find enough evidence that those claims could be prosecuted. It was an absolute outrageous claim that they made, and they did it knowingly and willfully. So it's hard to imagine that it wouldn't be a prosecutable offense, given even the information that's in the public domain.
Of course, he could also lose his law license and all that, too, over this, couldn't he?
And that would be most welcome to...
to most be good
people
for
that
everyone.
Know anything of the history of Mr. Avenatti.
Yeah, Sydney, do the judgments that he has faced first with the the judgment, the $10 million judgment, and then the $4.5 million judgment this week, do those judgments imperil his law license?
Probably. Certainly if they're not paid, they might.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm not the best legal ethics expert, but in terms of the ramifications of judgments, I've never encountered an issue like that. But well, I would hope that they would.
If he needs some extra cash, I'm sure he'll put up a GoFundMe page, or maybe he'll hit the circuit with Stormy Daniels and scrape up some extra funds that way. By the way, what is the GoFundMe page for Kathleen Willie?
Oh, yes. It's on my Facebook page, and it's on her Twitter feed, and it's on my Twitter feed, too, at Sydney Powell 1, but I think it's just Kathleen Willie.
Okay.
And she's on the verge of losing her house. We really need to rally patriots to help her save her home.
All right. All right. We'll encourage people to do just that. Well, thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for remembering that.
No, you got it. Well, thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. It's always very informative, and we really appreciate
you. You all, too. Thanks for helping get the word out on everything.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much, Sydney. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come back and have a quick segment, and Johnny will try to work your phone call in, so stay right there.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Marilee here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceanic Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage! Oh, yeah.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to the American Adversaries, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show. I only have a little over a minute. Johnny has been patiently waiting on the line. Johnny, thank you for calling. Go ahead. You got about a minute. Johnny, are you...
Hey.
Yes, go ahead. You got about a minute. Go ahead.
I'm here. Here's another skeptic for you.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. You got about a minute.
Yeah, you could tattoo Trump to his forehead. I won't believe he's a Trump supporter.
Okay, you might be right. He evidently registered.
Crazy people go through epiphanies on a daily basis. and I'm sure somebody got to him a long time ago. It's been 2 years, you say, right? He's a homeless guy.
He is.
Right?
He evidently was living out of his van, but he also, in 2015...
Yeah. Down by the river.
In 2015, he registered as a Republican.
March of 16.
Okay. So, look, it could very well be that this guy was on his own, and I do believe it is what we see it as it is. Y'all are reading stuff into it that isn't obvious. I'm just going by
what
is obvious.
Crazy?
Crazy is
crazy. Crazy people are highly intelligent.
And some of them are. That's why I call myself a mad scientist. We'll see you later. Thank you, John. Yeah. Got to take a break.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he knows the pipe bomb suspect was a supporter, but he says he bears no blame for the suspect's actions. Speaking with reporters on the South Lawn Friday before he left for a political rally in North Carolina, Mr. Trump said, quote, "There is no blame," unquote. He says the pipe bomb incidents have hampered Republicans' momentum moving into the midterm elections. No one's been hurt or killed, and the suspect is in custody. But the wave of mail bombs targeting prominent Democrats and former officials this week has dismayed some of the people affected personally by past acts of political violence in the United States. In the past six decades alone, there have been scores of deadly incidents motivated by ideology. The perpetrators range from Ku Klux Klan's racists to a man who shot up a Republican baseball practice, severely injuring Congressman Steve Scalise. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow is down by 296 points. This is SRN News.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
And you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my tuna fruta.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, it is a Patriot Home Funding Friday on the eve of a beautiful, what should be a beautiful weekend. And hopefully a lot of you folks are going to get out and vote early and vote for Republicans right down the ticket. All right, Patriot Home Funding Friday wouldn't be complete without Pierce Outlaw. We also have Matt Buff in the studio. I am Christopher Hart, and Jeff is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And before we go to our next contributor, Matt, tell us what's going on our website right now.
Well, we got the big contest coming up, and you can register right on the homepage to enter that contest, and the drawing will be on
November the 7th.
That's right, at Kitland Park at the live remote for the American Adversaries. But you can go on the website and you can listen live to the show, register for the contest. You can follow the Facebook feeds, like our video right now. It's playing on the website. So there's a lot of cool things happening on there. And plus, check out the midterm blog by Chris. We just added a couple names to the blog today about the midterms. And you got all the amendments on there. And then you've got a couple recommendations. So there's just a lot of good information. You can join the Army, become a sponsor, see photos. There's very little you can't do on that website.
And we're so proud of it. So please take advantage of that. A lot of you have already registered for our raffle drawing, but there's room for more in that fishbowl. All right.
And the prizes. Man, the prizes are so cool.
Indeed.
The list is on the site.
It is. And speaking of the prizes, Pierce and John and the great folks at Patriot Home Funding are ponying up a copy of Sidney Powell's book, License to Lie, and it's custom. Your size will be ordered in your size, one of her Creeps on a Mission t-shirts. And those are great t-shirts, real soft cotton, made in the USA, plus the smart pillow from Relax and Comfort, gift certificates, and maybe for some people this might be either the best part or the worst part of the prize package from your perspective, I don't know, is an evening with the American Adversaries. Sitting in on the show with us on a Thursday night when we do a contest, you'll be able to make comments and judge the contest, and then we'll take you up the street to Cafe Positano to have dinner with us.
And a drink or two, maybe.
That's right.
It's an experience.
We'll fill you up as long as you got a designated driver.
That's right. That's why God invented Uber, if you're hanging out with Chris. And
all right. All of that on our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. It is time now to go to the Hive. And coming to us live from the Hive is the killer bee himself, Brian Blair. Hey, Brian, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome, Chris. How you guys doing?
Well, I'm feeling better now that I see DeSantis is running a little bit better in the polls. How's it looking to you?
Well, I don't believe any of these polls. I really don't. I mean, it reminds me of 2016 all over again, and you are not going to get an accurate poll. if you noticed, the Republican turnout in the early voting is 4% above the Democrat turnout, which is great to know. And with that said, I have no clue how they can come up with these poll numbers that they're polling, because I don't know one Republican that is voting for Andrew Gillum and his socialist platform that will ruin the state of Florida.
Pierce.
Well, it's funny because I read an article about the voter registration in Florida, and voter registration has gone from about 8 million registered voters in 1998 to a little over 13 million now, and that the Democrat registration outstrips Republican by about 300,000, but 25% of the electorate now is NPA, or independents, no party affiliation. So what Brian is saying about the samples of these polls doesn't jive with the registered voters or even the likely voters. And think about it. Ask everybody you know if they've answered a poll.
Yeah, have you had a poll? I haven't had a poll.
I've never had a poll.
I've been called. I have been, yes. Yeah.
I have to say that I have been called a couple different times, and it was mostly local, though, with the taxes that we have in Hillsborough County. They're trying to raise our taxes, half a cent for a school board, a penny for transportation, which would take us to the highest taxed county in the state of Florida. So they never stop. The liberals never stop trying to steal our hard-earned money to build a bigger government and waste more of our money. And we need to realize as voters that, you know, what has the government done with your money? Look at that property. I just was with the property appraiser, and our property taxes in Hillsborough County, what we've collected is up 8% this year. And where is that money going? It's supposed to be going to schools. It's supposed to be going to all the things it says, but yet it's never enough. When are we going to hold them accountable? And I'll give you a quick example. Dr. Agia in Hillsborough County sold a piece of property to the Hillsborough County School Board for $2.2 million. The school board, a year later, which is now, just offered to buy it back from him. I mean, to sell it to him for $1.1 million. They paid $2.2 million, now they're going to sell it back for $1.1 million and call it surplus land when they need a school there. What kind of brainiac did that? In other words, government has all kinds of ways to spend our money foolishly. It's not like the private sector, and we need to hold them accountable. So for the people that are in doubt on all of their amendments, vote no, because all those amendments are about primarily money grabs, with the exception of a few.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've recommended on our website, just vote no to all of them, because you just really don't know what you're getting. Brian, I want to take Diane's phone call because it has to do with voting, and let's get her comments, and then we'll comment on that. Hey, Diane, how you doing?
Hey, Chris. We went and voted early, and you know I don't like to, but there was a boatload of people at the polling or at the voting place that you couldn't even find a place to park.
Is that right? Which place?
A lot of military.
A lot of military people. Which voting place did you go to? Do you mind telling us?
The one in Apopka.
Okay. All right. Cool. Excellent.
Wow, that's great.
Well, good.
Yep, it was amazing. A lot of elderly people and people that I looked at and spoke to, they're definitely conservatives. So I feel really good about this, and I know prayer works, and prayer has been all over this thing. And I'm with you, Brian. The polls are wrong.
Thanks,
Diane. I agree.
Thanks, Diane.
Amen to that, too. And, you know, I've been praying every day as well. And, you know, we all have to pray about this, because this is the most important election in our lifetimes. And if we give the liberals the House, we are going to be in major, major trouble. I mean, we will take the Senate. I have no doubt about that. The House, I believe, we will take because of people like you and the people that you were just describing that come out of the woodworks when they realize that the pressure is on. And I think that's kind of what you're describing. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep, and indeed. Indeed, she was. And, you know, we've been emphasizing, you know, we just need to do what we did in 2016, and that is get out in mass and vote Republican in this case. Rick Scott and Bill Nelson still close, neck and neck. And we knew that Bill Nelson wasn't going to go down easy. I mean, he's if anything that he has done in his career as a politician, and that is to get reelected repetitively. But Rick Scott, you know, he has a way of pulling these elections out, even if they're real close. I mean, he didn't win the governorship by more than 100,000 votes either time. I think it was more like 50,000 or 60,000 each time, Brian. So in a way, them being neck and neck isn't that out of the ordinary.
Well, they can say they're neck and neck. I truly feel like right now the Republicans have the upper hand. I'm a little concerned about our folks up in the panhandle. From what I've heard, they're all going to be able to vote. But I still am concerned about that because those people know Andrew Gillum the best. And they know the worst of Andrew Gillum. And he's a self-described socialist that wants to provide Medicare to every person in the state of Florida, which will either cause one of two things. It will cause us to have a state tax, which is one of the things that we hang our hat on right now. Our economy is humming. It's never been as good as it's been, and that's because of the leadership of Governor Scott. Or they're going to get it through other taxes, rates, and fees, but it doesn't come for free. And it's going to water down the health care that so many of our elderly need. You know, you have Medicaid and you have Medicare. And Medicare is more for the poor people, and Medicaid is a government program that that helps our seniors and people that are disabled and things like that. And we can't take a chance on watering these programs down to help illegal immigrants, as Andrew Gillum wishes to do.
Yeah, we also got reporting today in the Tallahassee Democrat stating that Gillum's PAC, Florida Forward, in 2016, when he announced his candidacy for governor, the FBI agent out of Atlanta paid a $4,300 tab to the PAC for a dinner that was a fundraiser for Gillum, which is a violation. And it also ties now Gillum to that FBI investigation directly.
And
wow. That's pretty heavy.
And we're also seeing other newspapers, the Miami Herald and the Orlando Sentinel picked up the Herald story, revealing some of these, shall we say, legal and ethical problems that Gillum has, which have been gone largely unnoticed by the media especially, but in this campaign in general. And it would appear, speaking of timing, that the timing of this is not going to help Gillum, that's for sure. And it appeared as though Ron DeSantis, even in the polls, which I know you suspect, had been showing some momentum. Certainly, this should be very helpful to Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, I agree, Chris, and it's true. And the good thing is that we're leading in the, because you have to look at, when the dirt comes out after 70% of the people have cast their votes, it's not very good. However, when 70% of the votes have been casted via early voting and absentee, as it has in Hillsborough County, then you look at, well, who's got the momentum there, and it's been the Republicans. So bringing out the facts that Andrew Gillum is in potential legal problems as well, has potential legal problems. Well, he has legal problems. As well, that can only bode well for the Republicans in the last couple of weeks here.
Something else that may bode well is that Politico is reporting today that the White House is concerned about Florida, and that, of course, the president's been announced is going to be in Fort Myers Wednesday, but they're also contemplating another visit by the president before Election Day, as well as cabinet members and the vice president spending more time here in Florida. That certainly couldn't hurt, could it?
No, I guarantee you there will be two visits by the president here before November 6th.
The first one is down in Fort Myers, and that's a Make America Great Again rally. So DeSantis and Rick Scott will be at that one. Just a good old-fashioned Trump rally there.
Yeah. And that is a Republican stronghold, and the whole point is to keep the momentum with Republicans going to the poll en masse and creating this momentum going forward through Election Day. Brian, I got to take a quick break. Stay with me. We'll come back on the other side with you. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Once again, we appreciate you doing that. And it is Patriot Home Funding Friday on the eve of what should be a very beautiful weekend. I hope you're ready to enjoy it. And don't forget, we'll be back here on Sunday night, live at 5, to get you ready for the week and take care of the weekend's news. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's not Brian's music. Where's Brian's music? All right, anyway, thanks for being with us tonight. That's right, you're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Don't forget, Apopka Blue Darters football in a big game tonight against crosstown rival Wekiva, starting here in mere moments at 7 o'clock on our sister station, 1520 WBZW. So make sure you take that in. Brian, I want to take a phone call and get your thoughts on this. There it is. There's Brian's number. Your thoughts on this. Thank you for calling, Lawrence. I just have a minute or so, though, so please make your be concise and straight to the point. But thanks for calling.
Yes,
go ahead.
To the point, 60 seconds. First of all, it's going to be an apology, but first it's a thank you. Thank you for letting Cindy Powell talk, other radio host interrupt her. She's a walking legal encyclopedia, and I'm going to be looking up 1182-I.
There you go. Thank you
and
for that.
I apologize for wasting your watch like Frisco, my conspiracy theory. However, I got to give kudos to Jeff. Jeff had my back. You did. But anyway, the doofus bomber, he actually helped a bunch. He embarrassed professionals. People got the shoes off the desk. And here's the part that scares the piss out of me, Mr. Chris. The copycats. They are unpredictable, they are adaptive, and they are extremely dangerous.
Yep. You got
and
that right.
I'll tell you, they're the scare bunch. They're the school guys and a whole banana. And in the words of General Patton, everybody's saying yes, nobody's thinking. But they're now rubbing their brains, and everybody is safer. We're going to have people voting like nobody's business. There's going to be target-rich environments everywhere, but guess what? Everybody's eyebrows are raised, their feet off the desk, and the game is on. And we are much more safer than this doofus George Law ever realized he would do. And that being said, if I can ask one more thing, can you play a jingle from Lunatic Fringe, Pink Floyd, because that's where we are.
Great song. Maybe we'll do that going out. All
Lunatic Fringe. Be careful. Be aware. Situational awareness. And thank you, Jeff, for having my back. And Chris, you were right. I'm sucking it up.
All right,
but
man.
Thanks again. Thank you for Sydney Powell. Let her talk like you did. My radio goes up and my radar is up when this woman talks.
All right,
and
I appreciate
it. 1182-F.
All right, you got it. All right, thanks. Thank you, Lawrence. And yeah, Dobbs does that to her too. He doesn't let her finish her answers. Hey, Brian, about this bomber, I know we don't know a lot of particulars. I do know what it appears to be, though, and it appears to be a situation where a guy just went off the deep end. And he has created a political storm, and maybe he intended to, maybe he intended to help the president. But looking at it from a political standpoint, is this good or bad, do you think, going into the election?
Well, actually, I think it's, any situation like this is never good. However, given the circumstances of the case, which is, there's a big bubble over this in which nobody knows the answer. This guy, how could this car be driving around Miami with all this stuff on and nobody ever attacked the car with a bunch of liberals running around? How could it look like that? That's one question that I have. There's so many things that come to mind.
Right.
I mean, I look at bumper stickers. If I see a liberal bumper sticker, I notice it. If I see a conservative bumper sticker, I notice it. But if you see a van like that, my gosh, everybody in the whole world is going to notice it. Yet, there were no reports or anything about this guy other than the FBI said that he's been wanted somebody with a high likelihood of committing some type of a terrorist act, according to what I heard today. I think the jury is simply not out on this entire situation.
That's why we've got
a lot of listening to.
Yeah, but I guess in a way you're kind of making my point. I think this is actually going to be helpful in the short run for Republicans because they're going to want to get out and vote, I think, even more because of this. But in the long run, I don't think it's helpful to Republicans. Whether he was trying to help or hurt, it doesn't matter. What he has done is he is hurting Republicans.
It's hurting our country.
Because he has played right into, either purposefully or not, he has played right into the media's hands and their scripted storyline that Trump's rhetoric and Trump's style and all of this is, making a mockery of our democracy and our political discourse, when it in fact the left who has been making a mockery of all of this. So in that sense, this guy has done, either purposefully or not, a huge disservice, I believe, to the conservative movement in the long run.
And like we said, it's the left's rhetoric that started this whole thing.
That's what I believe, yeah. The left's rhetoric started this whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. I can honestly see where the left has pushed the envelope so hard as far as the violence. From every person that he sent the bombs to, I heard some radio guy say, "Why Eric Holder? What did he ever do?" Well, Eric Holder is the one that just said recently when when they kick him in the knees, Michelle used to say, "We go high."
Right.
Now I say when we kick him in the knees, we go low.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So everybody from Maxine Waters to Princess
Wasserman Schultz,
Nancy Pelosi,
De Niro,
inspired violence. Hillary Clinton, I mean, they've all inspired violence. Donald Trump, they're trying to say that he's insinuated violence, but he is not. Just because they said CNN sucks and he kind of milks it, well, I would too, because they do suck. And they are fake news.
They are.
Why not milk it?
Yeah. Yep. All right.
That's not violence.
No.
And Trump's the best thing that ever happened to Jim Acosta and Brian Stelter, believe me.
Yeah, you know it. You know it.
I agree, too.
Hey, people know who he is now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Hey, Brian.
This is such an entertaining show.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much. You're always a wealth of knowledge. We appreciate you so much. Our listeners love you. And we'll have to leave it there, though, for tonight. But we will talk next week, and it'll be literally on the eve of the weekend before the election. So it'll be exciting stuff.
Yeah. Can't wait. I love your listeners, too. I love you guys. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. That's Brian Blair. You can follow him at KillerB1B. That's the number one, at KillerB1B on Twitter. You can follow me at Chris Hart on Twitter. I'm sorry, at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And Pierce Outlaw at Pierce Outlaw on Twitter. And once again, our great website, Matt. I'm so proud of it.
Thank you very much. It's really doing well for the show and really bringing it home together. But it fits, man. It's a great show, great website. Everything's working.
AmericanAdversaries.com.
That's right. Check it out today.
And when you want to upgrade your website or have somebody design an excellent one for you, go to JJCMarketingSolutions.com. The Buffer Man will take great care of you. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 7 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A Florida man with a long criminal history was charged Friday in the nationwide mail bomb scare targeting prominent Democrats. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says the suspect detained in connection with the pipe bomb mailings faces charges that could land him in prison for 58 years.
My office has filed a complaint against Caesar Sayoc, charging him with multiple federal crimes for his insidious conduct. Specifically, the defendant is charged in 5 counts that include illegally mailing and interstate transportation of explosives and threatening a former president of the United States.
None of the bombs exploded, but FBI Director Chris Wray said Friday, quote, "These are not hoax devices," unquote. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says everything is on the table as the administration considered new measures to stifle illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border and send a message that a slow-moving migrant caravan bound for the United States will not be welcome. Nielsen says Congress needs to do more in order for the wall to be completed along the southern U.S. border.
We need additional funding to continue building the border wall system. We need personnel to secure the border. And we need laws that work for the American people.
The economy is growing, but there are clouds on the horizon.
3.5% growth from July through September, a really good number, say experts, who predict we'll see 3% growth for the whole year. That would be the best yearly number in 13 years. But it's not all good news. Economists eyeing rising interest rates and the trade war with China worry that growth next year will be slower, about 2.4%, and many believe there may be a recession next year or the following year. Rita Foley, Washington.
More problems on Wall Street today. The Dow was down by 296 points. The Nasdaq dropped 151. The S&P lower by 47. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000.